This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
June's Dairy Month, and our guests this week are an old friend, Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council, and another old friend, Dave Rupert, dairy farmer for a long time from Nokomis.
You know, the June Dairy Month actually started back in 1937, so it's been around for quite a while. And initially it started because, of course, cows coming off their winter feed were turned loose into those beautiful green pastures, and it really is a high production month, or at that time it was, for dairy. And it also tends to coincide with kids getting out of school. So it initially served as kind of a reminder to the parents. Kids are leaving school, but they still need to eat healthy, and they can do that by making sure they include dairy in the diet. So that's why it initially started, but you're right. Dairy has to be a year-round thing, a daily thing. We know that milk and dairy products are irreplaceable in the diet, so it is important that we're sure that we're getting those servings in each and every day.
Now, also with us today is Dave Rupert from Nokomis. Dave, how many years in the dairy business for you?
Well, that goes back, I guess, from when I was born. My grandfather and father always had a few cows. We was up to about 20 when I was in high school, and I was kind of the instigator, I guess, of going forward because I loved the Holstein cow and active in 4-H, FFA, and got interested in the breeding and so forth. So then we went to grade A production. And so then I went to the University of Illinois and taught agriculture at Highland for 7 years before I had a chance to come back to the farm, which is what I was wanting to do. And so that was in 1974, so that's been 41 years I've been actively on my own, I guess, as a dairy farmer.
That's amazing. Now, since 1974... I've seen changes in radio. You've obviously seen changes in the corporate side or the commercial side of the dairy business. My goodness. But I can't imagine anybody seeing changes like you've seen on site.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing when you think about it. Just how we went from feeding with a scoop, you know, for the cows to where we had computer feeders where we had to tag around the cow. She walked into the stall and it told her how much she could have, and each one was fed individually. And now they go to what they call a TMR, total mixed ration, where a big tub grinds it all up so every cow, every bite's the same. And in the milking, it's just unbelievable. The computer parlors and even robot milking now, where the cows go into the milking stall and everything's recorded and no human really touches any of it. So it's just been amazing. And like on the part I really liked was the breeding end of it, where we do embryo transfer work and so forth. So it's been totally amazing.
Cows are smart. They can milk themselves practically.
Just about.
That brings to mind something else. A cow is a very efficient machine, but that machine has to have fuel. What does a cow eat on a daily basis to produce that milk?
Yeah, an average dairy cow, first of all, drinks a lot of water, 20 to 50 gallon when it gets really hot in the summertime, and they're given a lot. Dry matter intake is what we try to measure, and a lot of times we shoot for 50 to 60 pounds of actual dry matter. So we carefully check the moisture content of the feed that the cattle are getting, so we know how much they are actually eating on a dry matter basis. Of course, when you get too much moisture, it can cause stomach problems and things like that. So it's a very detailed. Most farms work with a nutritionist that have their computer programs to help us make sure we got the right protein and fiber and so forth in the diet. So it's gets to be pretty technical.
So like any diet, the liquid and the solid has to work together, huh?
Yes, that's correct, because if you get it out of balance, you can really throw off the stomach, and of course then you got problems in the total of milk, and also the composition of the milk changes if you get the wrong diet for the cow.
That was Dave Rupert, dairy farmer from Nokomis, Illinois. That's part two of our farm show for today. More with Joyce and Dave tomorrow and Thursday. This is John Michael Marty. Have a great day.